If you were a pirate, what would be a treasure that you would go after? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you are listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If I were a pirate, I'd probably not be a very good one, number one. But to me, the greatest treasure would probably have to be notebooks. I feel like a notebook pirate already. I love to write, so I have very many. And as a kid, notebooks were the biggest treasures. It would make my whole world to find a new one at a dollar store. So now, like pirate's hoard gold, I have a hoard of notebooks cascading down my attic stairs in totes stacked on bookshelves. And now that most of them have been written in, they hold even greater value to me. Pirates don't necessarily have anything to do with today's Devo, I'm sorry. But the title made me think of them, and I think you'll see why. It's called The Treasure by Rafe Bellers. Kellen crossed his arms and shook his head as smoke engulfed his one-man transport. He turned away and stepped off the tracks that connected the two largest cities in the world. This delay would cost him. Negotiators were expecting him in the northern city within the hour. The railway cut through a thick forest. Kellen marveled at some of the trees before him as he reached for his phone. As he slipped his hand into his pocket to call for a new transport, something caught his eye. A sliver of blue glistened through an opening in the trees. He pulled back some branches and stepped into the forest. Kellen gasped as he found himself standing in a new world. The brilliant blue was coming from a rushing waterfall. Beyond the cascade was an endless golden field. A gust of wind swept over the meadow and stirred up a flock of colorful birds that pivoted over the waterfall and down to a cluster of luscious green branches. Kellen breathed deeply. His soul had never felt like this before, completely refreshed, utterly satisfied. He thought of his immense riches and the steel utopia he had built for himself, but neither of them compared to the peace that he felt now. For the first time, Kellen knew he was home. "It can be all yours," said a voice. Kellen turned to see an old man holding a staff twice his height. "It is of more value than anything you could ever achieve," said the man. Kellen nodded and looked over the paradise one more time. As he turned and stepped back through the tree line, he repositioned some branches to hide his newly discovered treasure. It didn't take long for Kellen to sell everything he had. The following morning, he returned to the field. He stepped off the transport and pulled back the branches like he had the day before. Then he stepped through the brush and into the paradise. The man greeted him. "Welcome home." So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Today's allegorical story echoes Matthew 13:44, which is one of the many parables Jesus told about the kingdom of heaven, also called the kingdom of God. Why is this kingdom far more valuable than anything we could ever possess or achieve? Why is it worth giving up everything for? The only way into the kingdom of God is through Jesus. He gave up everything for us when he died and rose again to rescue us from the dominion of darkness and bring us into his kingdom of light. Jesus promises that everyone who has put their trust in him is a part of that kingdom forever. Why is it so important that nothing we do or don't do can earn our place in God's kingdom? Here's a hint. Read Ephesians 2:8-9. For more about this good news, head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. We live in a time when the kingdom of God has already come and is still coming. When Jesus came and lived among us, he announced that the kingdom has come near, and he promised that when he returns, we will experience the kingdom in all its fullness. As we wait for that glorious day, we can see glimpses of the kingdom wherever we see Jesus' rule and reign, bringing righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Can you think of a time you glimpsed the kingdom in your own life? What was that like? As you and I can read in Matthew 13:44, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 13:44-46, John 10:10, Philippians 3:7-9, as well as verses 19-21, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Is there a story in scripture that you'd like to explore a little bit more? Well, if so, I encourage you to do your research, read it a billion times, and then head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write about it for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called "I'd Like Some Faith with a Side of Certainty" with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.